You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know what, fuck it. You know what, scratch it. I want Florida getting to the Stanley Cup final, okay? I want the Florida Panthers making a run so they convince the city, you know, to stay at home and watch the local act go for the cup. Maybe that will get Florida staying still.
You know what the other worst state is?
Arizona. Oh, my God. Are we hoping? Yo, does the world
Florida,
need...
Florida-Arizona final, man.
Yo, can America...
save the most lives.
Holy macaroni, dude. Can America... yes, America, be saved by a Stanley Cup final of Florida and Arizona.
Welcome, and let's start counting down.
Hey.
Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen here on Silky and Filthy, part of the Nux Misconduct Network. And Kyle, we are 2 weeks away from seeing NHL teams play each other. Of course, the asterisk is there. Hopefully it goes down. Hopefully everyone stays safe here in phase three. But man, 2 weeks away, we're going to see exhibition hockey and a ton of great matchups, man.
That's what I was... writing about, and I thought my story on the Nux Misconduct Network, which you should find tomorrow or today. Yes, this comes out tomorrow, so today.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Kyle Bowen. That's Trevor Beggs, Silky and Filthy. I was talking about that. I named the piece 2 weeks and change because it hit me. It's right there, bro. It's right there, bro. Yo, it's 2020. Things are moving quick. These 2.5 weeks are gonna move really, really quick. And do you think when sports are back in North America, life will be slower? Or do you think quicker?
That's a great question, man.
Because I feel like North America right now, we're moving. I feel as if North America really has started moving post May, June. Well, trying to pick up the pace and unwrongfully doing so too. Like there's a lot of cases out here.
Oh, definitely, man. COVID. Well, look, I think we talked about it on another great show called Meanwhile in Canada, but we talked about how more people are crossing the border now. And it's mainly individuals going across. And, you know, they've opened up some guidelines. But, yeah, you still get people going across all the time. I mean, that being said, at least the NHL players, you know, they're required to go. They have the work permits. They're good to be over there. But they're not there yet. So, you hope everyone stays safe.
Stay safe.
Possibly
home.
Yo, 2 weeks away from NHL
hockey. Sports are
going
to save the world.
North America, for sure.
Yes, sports may save North America. I just thought about that. Honestly, everyone might start staying home longer. Slowing down once again, and there's a reason to do so. I mean, I'm looking back at the past. I'm looking back at April. Yo, we fucked with staying at home because of Tiger King and the Michael Jordan documentary, you know? And we were just told to do this new thing, and that's, you know, stay at home, spend time with your family, don't get sick. And we were kind of fucking with it. It got kind of stale and old. Again, North America moving to pick up the pace from May to June. Cases go up. And now sports are here to tell us to shut the fuck up and sit down once again. Yo, sports, straight up. Thank you.
Definitely.
I got this clap for them.
Let's go.
Hey, oh, Silky and Filthy, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, your home for puck talk and bullshit. What's up, Trevor?
Well, I think one of the things I wanted to talk about today was just the biggest question facing each team heading into the dance. And maybe later as we get closer to the date, you know, we'll start talking about some previews, make our picks. But on this episode, like, what's the most fucked up thing about each team? What's the biggest pressing issue with each team going into the dance?
The
here,
most
man?
Fucked up thing with every team in the dance, bro. Okay, so who we started with?
Well, we're starting the West Coast, right?
Okay.
So show the West Coast bias.
West Coast, best coast.
We're going with the series that last week you called one of the top three series you're watching with Calgary and Winnipeg. So I'm going to look at Calgary first.
Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I thought of too. Will Johnny Gaudreau show up in the playoffs? That's the question I had for the Calgary Flames.
I think he will.
He's failed in his last two opportunities, but he looked good against Vancouver in 2013 or 2015, I should say.
Long time ago.
Again, 5 years ago. It feels like 7 years ago, you know? It doesn't feel like it was in recent history. And, you know, the Flames just haven't made any noise in the playoffs at all with this core other than beating the Canucks. I mean, other than that, they barely won a game. And Goudreau's lack of production has been a big reason behind that. So, I don't know, man. They need the stars in the series to step up for Cal. Like, Johnny Goudreau needs to be there. Look at Winnipeg's forward group.
Okay, does he need to be there for Calgary to move on, or can someone like Matthew Tkachuk take over the series? Now, I was going through the best goals of the season so far, .. I believe YouTube and NHL have been doing that. Tkachuk, I know about the goal in Nashville, but there was this one goal he scored against LA, I think, off the boards, where he kind of cradled it off the boards and just kind of did a two-tap thing and went in. Just a beautiful goal. It got me really thinking about him being the most important player on Calgary. How much is Johnny Gaudreau needed? Of course, he's a great player. He's a fantastic player. When he's at his best, he's one of the best in the league, and Calgary's a better team. But what if Matthew Tkachuk can take over a series? Seems like that type of player.
Oh, for sure. And I think my kind of point there was just, you know, you look at the Jets forward group, and, you know, why not Wheeler? Why not Scheifele? Those guys arguably have more experience. They're more talented players. But it is a big deal. I think, you know, this could be Johnny Gaudreau's last crack in Calgary. I think all the eyes are on him no matter what.
Last crack in Calgary.
All the eyes are on him no matter what. I know he's got a couple years left in his deal after this, but probably next year, he talked to the Calgary reporters, or what I've heard from them, I guess, on the radio. What they're saying is that...
Yo, they're doing that, eh? Calgary media just turning on Gaudreau, just forcing this guy out of town. You know, there's been so much talk about that just across Canada and Vancouver. It's remarkable, eh, that the pressure that these Canadian teams have on their players, and it's remarkable. I could already see that happening. Yo, Calgary is one of those markets. It's not a sexy city. It's not a sexy place. But Calgary really, really fucks with hockey. That may not sound surprising at all, but I'm talking when you go there during the season, it is all hockey, and just look at how they represent in the playoffs.
Oh, man. I mean, talking about cities that fuck with hockey, I mean, look at Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah.
Winnipeg's probably arguably a crazier market. Smaller,
but crazier. I would want to know. What's crazy? I don't know, bro.
I think Jets games.
I don't know, bro.
The whiteout they had in the playoffs, I think those Jets games were insane, man. I think they were insane.
The Sea of Red in Calgary, I just...
The Sea of Red just brings back those memories as Canuck fans, though, a little bit, you know? We picked it on Canucks Wisconsin, Calgary, the Canucks' biggest rival of all time. Biggest rival of all time.
Straight
sounds
up,
weird to say, but a lot of playoff history there. The Winnipeg Jets, can they overcome their bad defense and mediocrity? And I was kind of curious to see how both teams had performed after Calgary switched to Jeff Ward. Calgary was 11th in the NHL. Winnipeg was 21st. Winnipeg was, you know, pretty much, again, a similar situation to the Canucks, like held up by their goaltender, you know? You look at the Calgary Flames, there's an argument they're a more complete team. So, again, one of the best matches of the first round, as you said last week.
100%. And I think we didn't even get to talk about goaltending. Winnipeg obviously has the upper hand there.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Straight up.
He's going to win the Vezina this year. He's pretty much the difference in the series, I think.
Could be. Or Matthew Tkachuk. We'll find out.
I mean, you could say this for the Canucks and Wild, too. The next series I got on the list here. But, you know, Markstrom, again, if he could be like Connor Hellebuck, like, he is the X factor in the series as well.
I'm so confident in Markstrom because of how badly he's proved me wrong, you know? Straight up. I remember making a video of what was called then, what? We're talking hockey or something. And I was just shitting on Markstrom because that's how bad he was. And everyone knows he's turned it around. He's done remarkable things for over 13 months of being on the ice, his last 13 months of being on the ice. Now we get this guy who's going into his first playoffs. I read a piece on Sportsnet. Sounds highly motivated. We all know about what happened with him and his family and his father. Rest in peace. We've all seen this guy's trajectory and the roller coaster that he's been on in his career. For some reason, I have no doubt in my mind that Markstrom is going to be on top of his game. His only, we could say that this might be his only big contract he's about to sign going into this offseason. That's unknown. Like, when is this offseason coming? Nobody knows. He really needs this, and I think he really wants this. This guy's been through everything. He's going to be able to pick it up. I have no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
He's going to look good.
Yeah.
Does that mean a victory? I don't know, but he's going to look good.
Definitely. And I think if he faces a lot of shots with you, which he certainly could.
Because the Canucks defense sucks.
Exactly. That's when he plays his best. Like, you know, there was that crazy stat. When he had more than 35 shots this season, he was something like 13-2-1. Just the craziest numbers.
You facing 35 shots, you keep your You keep your Canadian team in games, you will be talked about. You won't be excused. You will be excused for it if the team loses. We're not stupid. We know what good goaltending can do. And all the best to him, man. I don't want anything but fantastic things for Jacob Markstrom. Straight up, based on the year that he's had, based on how many times he's proven people wrong, especially in the latter part of his career. This doesn't happen. Highly touted goaltender when he gets drafted. The best prospect outside of the NHL. And absolutely sucks for a long period of time. Like, sucks. One of the worst goalies in the league. And he's been able to, you know, put himself in an opportunity again after tragedy to get paid fat. And I want the best for him, man. Straight up.
Straight up, man. And I honestly don't think there's much of a question mark with Markstrom. He's definitely the X factor. But the question I actually had for the Canucks here was, will they generate enough offense to overcome the Wild's defense?
Yes, man.
Are you sure about that? Like, the Wild are one of the best defensive teams in hockey.
Canucks have one of the best top six units in all of hockey right now. What, dude, 100%. You don't think out of the 24 teams?
Yeah.
In the dance, you don't think that the Canucks have a top-ranked forward group? Top 10?
Oh, yeah, I do. The top six, for sure. I don't know about their whole forward rank, to be honest.
Well, just play those guys.
They're top six. Yeah,
play those guys.
20 minutes each play night for those both guys. More than that, even.
Play in round. I'm telling you, anything can happen. Minnesota, on paper, nowhere close to the Canucks when it comes to star power. The Canucks on talent should win. But in a five-game series, let's be real. Anything can happen. In a seven-game series, the better team, the more talented team, has more of a leash. Not in a five-game series. Travis Green, I expect him to play the top guys a lot. Why play guys like Brandon Sutter for 14, 15 minutes a game?
Who has pulled out of camp, by the way, with an injury.
Who does he have to, quote-unquote, shut down? If that theory was out there, you know? We need a Sutter out there more. No. This is the time to play those young guys in that top six for a long period of time. Give them 22, 23 minutes.
Yeah,
tire them out. They've had four months off.
Among the skaters, they're the biggest strength of the Canucks, along with Quinn Hughes. I mean, the rest of the team, you pretty much bench. If you could just play those seven guys, you know, all the time.
I love it, man.
Throw a little Roussel Gaudette for Tannen in there.
Yeah, that's cool. Perfect. That's cool, man. I think the Canucks get the job done. Top end talent because of that against that Minnesota defense. I really do. And I have a lot of respect for Suter, obviously, Dumba, Brodin. You know, they're good players. I don't know the fancy stats. I actually don't know what they've been doing. You know, Jared Spurgeon, really good player.
Yeah, no, they're all that top four is great at limiting chances with Dumba, Brodin, Suter, and Spurgeon.
Yeah,
they're all great top four defenders, and they're good at defending the puck and keeping chances away. Minnesota can collapse around the net, and it's effective. So,
what, you didn't see that photo though of Pettersson and Hughes being the last ones off the ice? You didn't look into that?
No, I saw that.
What do you think they're talking about?
To be honest, though, man,
for the city, for Vancouver, we're not losing to Minnesota.
Embrace the fake, baby. Don't lose
to Minnesota. That's a better hashtag.
I honestly think maybe I'll put a bow in the series for now. But
yeah,
when I look at the Minnesota defense, you know, again, that team is so much based on structure and grinding. I think it's harder to do that when you're not in the rhythm of the season. I think in games like this, when you're coming in cold and you haven't played, it's going to benefit the offensive guys who are shiftier, who can make moves.
Begsy bringing it. I believe in that. Yeah, I believe
so
in
I.
that.
So
I believe in that, bro. And you can throw an even more solid theory out there. This one just makes sense because, you know, I took science in grade 11. Canucks are younger, a lot younger. Their best players are a lot younger. I think that actually matters in these types of circumstances when it's like, play in the playoffs.
I think it plays a factor, but I think that plays a bigger factor than being older and having experience, to be honest. But who knows, man?
Like, who knows?
Again, I'm not as confident about that.
fair enough. Might be some bullshit. Hey, it's Kyle Bowen. It's Trevor Beggs. It's Silky and Filthy. Best hockey show you haven't heard about. Hey, check out the rest of the network, the Nux Misconduct Network. Power of the Towel this week had Jeff Patterson on. Just a great conversation between two people who have great squirmy voices.
Great squirmy voices.
I love that word.
I get excited listening to them. Like, they're both very excitable people.
Yeah, man. Excitable, is that a word?
Great energy. Excitable is a word. It's just not a great word.
If you could describe my voice, because if my voice isn't squirmy.
Your voice is bouncy.
Bouncy.
You got a bouncy voice.
Colton, I knew it. Colton doesn't fuck with me. You know, I know, like, he gets annoyed at me, but hey, I'm telling you, man, we brothers, man. Colton got Bounce. Go check him out. Bounce Collection playlist on Spotify. Let's keep it going. Let's keep talking about these series, man. We're not even...
We're a quarter of the way through.
I forgot we're not talking about all 24 teams. We're talking about the play-in tournament.
Let's talk about the play-in, man.
Let's keep it going.
Next series is Nashville and Arizona. Let's start with Arizona first. I do think this is the most forgotten series by a lot of ways. But Phil Kessel, man, like, we heard it from Catherine Silverman when she was on Silky and Filthy early in the season. You know, there's a lot of talk that Phil Kessel has been playing hurt all season because he wants to keep that Iron Man streak alive. He's played over 800 consecutive games in a row. So I'm curious if having a healthy Phil Kessel is going to do anything for Arizona.
You know what? Why not, man? Phil the Thrill. I'm not going to talk shit about Phil the Thrill. Do I talk some smack about the Arizona Coyotes? Yes, I do. I guess I'm aggravated. From those lockouts.
Honestly, the Arizona Coyotes are a fucking boring hockey team. But if you think about it, Taylor Hall and Phil Kessel, it's a pretty sick duo. Like, hopefully they can do something.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Top 25 duo. That's what we talk about here. Phil Kessel. I respect
what I mean
Phil
is
Kessel.
In relation to the market more than anything, right? Because those are bigger stars than Arizona's had in a long time.
No, 100%. 100%.
No offense to Shane Doan, but these guys are talented hockey players.
Yeah, just reality. Come on, let's be real. Let's be honest. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beck, Silky and Filthy. These guys are stars, you know, Arizona.
Taylor Hall's two years away from the fucking MVP.
Taylor Hall, we talked about Jacob Markstrom, okay? We talked about Jacob Markstrom wanting that money. Taylor Hall, go get it too. Go get it too. He will have a very, very fascinating next couple of weeks here, especially with the potential of a bad series here. Potential, you know, he could not show up here. And then entering a free agent market where there's a flat cap and just a lot of weirdness. You know what I'm saying? So go get it. You know, go solidify that big Panarin-like contract. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do with this cap, though, I think. Yeah. I think the more likely scenario for Taylor Hall is, I wonder if he takes the route of, you know, I've made a lot of money in my career so far. He hasn't hit that, you know, huge Panarin payday, obviously, but he's made money.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if he looks at a team. Again, I think Colorado's going to be the one that gets thrown out there because Colorado's actually got cap space. And maybe he wants to take a deal for a couple million less and go try to win a fucking Stanley Cup. Like, that'll be a crazy decision for Taylor Hall. Does he want to stay in Arizona where things appear to be mediocre for the foreseeable future? Or do you go to a team with more promise who has a great sentiment to play with and you try and go chase that cup?
Yeah, do it, man. Go get it, Hall. You know, you've been losing for so long. You got to get paid. I get it. But you mentioned a very interesting team there. They're not in the play-in tournament. We're talking about Colorado. They are still going to have some cap because let's be real. You know, Makar not making much. McKinnon not making much. Next year, they also get who? Oh, Bowen Byram. He's not going to be making much. Who else would they might get? Newhook? Could that be a thing? Could he enter the fold? Yeah. Oh, he's not going to be making a lot. Go for it. I could see that, man. I could see that. You know, that they would make more sense for a guy like Pietrangelo, wouldn't they?
Ooh, that's a really interesting one.
You know, I'm an interesting guy, yo. I say a lot of interesting things, and sometimes I might say some smart things. Okay, Alex Pietrangelo, Colorado Avalanche, next year.
Yeah, I don't think they do it because I just wonder if they are going to have to commit money to Cale Makar. They are going to have to commit money to Bowen Byram. If Petr Allen is going to do it, he's going to have to do it on a short-term deal, and I think he wants to hit that big payday. I honestly think Petr Allen is going to stay in St. Louis.
Me too.
I don't think he's going anywhere. Like, he just seems like the guy. He's the captain. He won a cup. They've been great. Like, why the fuck would he leave?
Or just explore the market. Figure it out. Figure it out. Who knows? Why are we talking about Colorado? Let's move on.
Because we talked about Taylor Hall. That was the connection there. On Nashville quickly, honestly, are they overrated or are they a dark horse? I think I've heard both sides of the equation here because you look at Nashville, they've had experience. They're a couple years away removed from a cup, but I honestly think they're more overrated than anything.
You're a hater,
they have a bunch of five-game series, anything can happen, but they have a bunch of guys who have underperformed this year. Roman Josi's been the one standout guy. It looks like Jussi Saros finally took over the crease, but that's been a huge problem for them this season. I just think this Predators team has a lot of flaws, and unless a lot of guys turn things around, they might struggle in the series against Arizona, even though they'll probably be favored.
You know what, Begsy? I'm not going to spend time talking a lot of shit about Nashville here because I've realized that my heart is growing softer for those American markets that really care about the game of hockey.
Yeah, okay? Fair enough.
I don't like you talking shit about Nashville in a series against Arizona. I'm starting to think that you actually fucking love Arizona.
Soft spot, man. You know, got to grow the league there. Remember that shout-out I gave it to Bettman on the last show?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, Nashville, I respect y'all. I want the best for y'all, and I do think that you have one of the best players in the league, Roman Josi, who also needs a new contract at the end of, what, next year? All right? These moments matter. Go get paid. And again, he's one of the best players. I look at this. Could they be overrated? I guess so, because there's something stale about them. Which is kind of odd because they've added some new players.
Yeah, it is.
And they've let go of some faces, PK Subban. Yeah, they didn't excite us.
This hasn't worked
this
out.
Year. Yeah, this year. And a lot of changes. Like Laviolette left and they brought
John Hines.
They brought him in. So it's not quote unquote sexy. I can get why Nashville is flying under the radar, but you just trust a team like that based on once again having one of the best players in the league and just being deep and playing Arizona.
Arizona did not have a good, latter half of the season. They were definitely one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, straight up, man. Yo, surprisingly, Vancouver just got lucky, man. Literally playing the worst team in the dance. Literally. That or Montreal.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get to Montreal in a second, man. Oh, sorry. We got one more series in the West first. For Edmonton-Chicago series, last one in the West series. Silky, filthy, pucked out, and bullshit. Who else for Edmonton will step up other than McDavid and Draisaitl? And does it matter? Or are they just going to do it all on their own? I'm just curious. Who else is going to step up? Is anyone else going to be a factor in this series?
Maybe Zach Kassian, just based on...
Does like Kostin end up stealing a game or something?
Just based on his... He just looks like a playoff dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Kassian. You know what I'm saying? And he's been a character all season. It looks like he lives for these moments. And let's be real. He's Zach Kassian. He's probably going to be most likely in that top six. Top nine. There's going to be a good chance, a really good chance that he's going to be playing with McDavid or Draisaitl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's opportunity there for him to, kind of shine. But it's going to be because of Draisaitl and McDavid. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Goaltending, I don't trust it there. Really don't at all.
Boston had a good season, though. Better save percentage than Markstrom.
That's all I got to say. straight up. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, puck talking bullshit.
And then I kind of mentioned it off the bat there with Koskinen, but I kind of wonder if the Blackhawks can exploit the Oilers' flaws, because the Oilers, they're a good penalty killing team, but they're not a great 5-on-5 team. They're not great at defending chances.
The Undertaker. Okay, what happens if Chicago gets swept here? Nothing, right? Nothing. It's 2020 off season. They weren't even that good.
They're not even going to have a goalie if Crawford can't suit up.
You know what I'm saying? It's just. Do they have a lot of pressure on them? Is that their greatest strength? The fact that there's nothing riding on Chicago to do well here? Does that stuff matter? I'm not an athlete. I'm just a podcaster.
It is probably their biggest strength, to be honest with you. And they got some star power up front. Obviously, the Oilers should win. On paper, they're the better team. But let's see, man. Let's play the game.
What's up, man? I'm just asking the questions today, baby. I'm liking it, man. Chilling. You see my fucking elbow on this desk right here? Just relaxing, talking about hockey with the homies.
Is this summer, Kyle?
Do you think you're different? I'm uncomfortable right now. I need to wipe off the sweat. We got the AC running because we're recording this episode of Silky and Filthy. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs.
Puck talk and bullshit, baby. Fucking puck talk in the summer, man.
I love it.
We did the summer tour last year. We talked about that. That was a lot of fun. But man, we actually got real hockey to talk about.
Tandoori chicken on the grill on a patio, and you got game three playing with the Canucks up 2-0 against the Minnesota Wild. We watching hockey in the summer. You don't think we fucking happy, bro?
Yeah.
You don't think we fucking happy, bro? You just have a beer in your hand and you look at your dad because you're social distancing. You're just at home, keeping your circle tight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a beautiful moment, man. That's what I'm waiting for, brother.
I think we'd all love to see a long playoff run here in August for the Canucks.
Give me a round, sure. Embrace the fate. Give me a long one. But hey, if I can get one round win, a play-in
play
round
and win. Yeah, yeah. You're happy.
That'd be a lot of fun.
It would be. Yeah, for sure.
Oh. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, let's keep it going.
Let's rip through the East. We're sweating buckets here. Warmest day in Vancouver of the year. We fucking love it, though. It's getting hot in here. Let's be real. We're not going to rush through this because it's the East. It's because we're fucking hot. No, it's because of the East.
Okay, East is least. West is best, bro.
Exactly. All right. First series, Toronto and Columbus. And my Maple Leafs question, could they avoid a monster collapse? You know, Toronto just hasn't won anything so far in the first round at all. And, you can kind of excuse those losses to Boston. Over the past couple of years, you can excuse the loss to Washington. Those are great teams. But the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Maple Leafs really going to miss out on the playoffs because of the Columbus Blue Jackets? I think if one market is going to freak out about their team losing, I think it's probably the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, yeah, but what does a freak out look like? Post-2020 play-in loss?
Is it social media?
I think, right? But does it result in anything? Are we seeing change? Are we seeing a trade? Are we? I don't know, man. They've already made probably... their most drastic move, getting rid of Babcock early, quote unquote early,
yeah.
Bringing in Keefe. And now it's 2020, bizarre times. Does a collapse actually bring real change? Those are the things I want to see, and it really does start and end with a potential Toronto Maple Leafs collapse, right?
It does.
Straight
yeah.
up. They can set the tone.
That's a juicy fucking story, man.
It is, bro.
I think we're all cheering for Columbus to do it. I think it would be a good story too, like the underdog torch.
I'm not
just
cheering
does
for
it again.
I'm not cheering for Columbus.
I'm kind of cheering for Columbus. Sorry.
I'm cheering for Austin. Matthews,
I got the worst team ever.
Mitch
shirt.
Marner. You know, people probably hate me because I'm from Vancouver. Always talking about those guys, but hey, a longer little playoff run for
just
those star
entertaining
players.
Entertaining doesn't mean you want to want them to
dude,
win.
Entertaining? Oh, why not, bro?
All right.
Why not, bro?
Yeah, the Maple Leafs do make for entertaining.
Yo, whatever,
hockey.
Man. Y'all can watch Nick Foligno at 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. I'm gonna scroll through Twitter and
pretty
see a Matthew snipe. I don't know. Who knows what it is? Again, I've said this on record many times. There was never a time in my life where I was supposed to hate the Maple Leafs. Straight up, because they sucked.
Yeah, well, it's it's been.
I
awesome.
Didn't grow with that hate. I didn't jump on no bandwagon and hate Trevor Bagg.
You didn't get sick of seeing like Sundin on the highlights all the time when you're
no,
like 10 years old.
Because last time I checked, I had a fucking remote in my hands, you know.
But when you want to watch sports on the TV when there's not media like
and
easily
bro,
accessible.
Bro, don't you remember when we were growing up? We had the options, bro. We had Sportsnet Pacific. Oh, did I say specific?
No, you said Pacific.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But it kind of makes sense too.
Yeah.
Sportsnet Pacific. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of had like more catered content towards us. I know it's annoying. I get it. But they sucked. It was kind of hard to hate mediocrity. I've explained this story many times.
Yeah,
I kind of want to see Toronto win this series. Can't see them lose because, again, it's a 5-game series. Anything can happen. And Columbus was just playing the right way, and they've been through a lot. They've been through a lot. Straight up, over the last year, a couple of big names gave up on them, and Torch has somehow done it. Well, Elvis, he's done it.
He's done it, man. Okay, my question about Columbus quick. I was wondering, who can they muster the magic without Artemi Panarin?
Elvis can. Hey, Elvis, man. I've been listening to more Elvis. Elvis is cool, man. The music, it works, man.
Yeah. There you go, man. There you go.
Straight up.
All right, next round. We're going Islanders and Panthers. Yeah, that's probably my least favorite round.
You know what? Matt Barzal, go get it.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the Islanders, man. Do you remember that Matt Barzal guy?
Yeah, BC
I like
bud.
I feel like I don't talk about it as much. He's a BC boy.
He's a BC bud. That's
true.
We called him BC buds on the Nux Misconic Network. I hope him all the best. Go get that dub. You know, Florida.
Yeah, we're Team Islanders here for sure.
You know, Florida's been through a lot. I trashed that market a ton. Straight up. They've been through a ton. Maybe a win can excite the city and have people actually stay home there. You know what? Yeah. Fuck it. You know what? Scratch it. I want Florida getting to the Stanley Cup final, okay? I want the Florida Panthers making a run so they convince the city, you know, to stay at home and watch the local act go for the cup. Maybe that will get Florida staying still.
You know what the other worst state is?
Arizona. Oh, my God. Are we hoping? Yo, does the world
need Florida Arizona final, man.
Yo, can America
save the most lives?
Holy macaroni, dude. Can America, yes, America, be saved by a Stanley Cup final of Florida and Arizona? Who knows?
No, I think a lot of people just wouldn't watch, man. It's summertime. No one, like, you get a lot of people not listening, you know?
Not even if the Arizona Coyotes and the Florida Panthers, your home cities, are playing in the Stanley Cup Finals. You don't think those markets would stay at home?
Unless they
watch
win.
On those TVs of theirs go out in the sun because they got to watch the Stanley Cup Finals. Is that important in those markets? I would think so. That's a deep run, right? I don't know. Is it important in those markets?
I think sunshine's pretty nice.
They'd rather
too.
Go out? I don't know about that. Hopefully not, man.
Hopefully
that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Hopefully we never find out about that, man.
But even if humanity can be saved,
yeah.
Honestly, if that's the cost of it, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
If humanity can be saved here in North America because Arizona and Florida can take a run at it and inspire those in their city to stay at home and just watch games, so be it. If it has to come at the expense of a Canuck loss in the Western Conference Finals, it is what it is for humanity.
Yeah, fair enough, man. Straight up. Okay, well, let's just move on. Fuck Florida. Next segment. Carolina and Rangers, my favorite series so far. Rangers, how many minutes per night will Zibanejad and Panarin play? Because like, I think they're pretty much easily the two best players. Like, they're the kind of guys that need to be playing like McDavid, Drysdale minutes. Because there's a big drop-off on that team after Panarin.
Yeah, I believe that. Again, I see in these 5-game series, these stars, and I don't know if this is saying anything new, but they're just going to be relied on heavy and playing a lot of minutes in these 5-game series. You play your best guys. They've had a couple months off. Again, I know that's not just easy to pick it up and play a playoff game. There's risk for injury. I just see these coaches doing it. I mean, a lot of these teams, I get it in their trajectory, in their map. They're on stage 2, stage 3 of their curve of their development into where they want to be. But if you're risking it all to be in this dance and you're away from your families and you're away from your homes to play in the bubble, I think everyone has the mentality, on top of just being an athlete and being born to do this and being bred to just always wanting to win, they're just like an added thing there. All these motherfuckers want to win.
Yeah, and they should, right? I mean, everyone's going to have the energy. Honestly, I've said it before. I think it's going to be the best hockey we've ever seen.
I think so, too. There's a risk.
It's going to be nuts.
There's a risk of it being sloppy. Of course. I get it. But these are the best of the best. Professional athletes, different beasts. They're going to figure out that rhythm and that want and that need. And again, it's going to hit them that they're stuck in this hotel and they can only play hockey. They're going to want to make the best of it. And come on, man.
For most of them, competitors.
I think so. This is going to be some really good hockey.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's going to be amazing, man. Hurricanes Rangers, I think, could be one of the best
teams.
Facts. The Hurricanes, okay, overall, they're a better team. I know you're pumping their tires before, but will goaltending be their kryptonite? Like, I look at the Rangers, and if Shesterkin's the guy who was in the regular season, like, that's a huge win for the Rangers over what the Hurricanes have. Now, Reimer's been good.
Shesterkin. Okay.
There you go. Pretty close. So Reimer's been not bad, and then they also have Peter Mrazek, who has so-so numbers, but the guy they had in the playoffs last year. Again, I just don't really trust either of those guys. It's the kryptonite of this team.
I fuck with Mrazek because he's got that personality.
Yeah, he's fiery.
He's fire, man. He's fiery. He's funny.
We're in the playoffs. Woo!
Carolina's just fun, man. They're fun.
Rangers, though.
But they're both fun, and they're both good markets.
Yeah, the Rangers are more like reckless, like fun on the ice.
Ooh,
you know?
And Panera is just one of the nastier players in the league right now. We're talking about a top 3, top 5 talent every single game. You never know with those players.
Hart Trophy nominee.
Straight up, congratulations, man. What a player, bro. What a player. We've talked about it before. Look at his points per game since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
It's up there. One of the best, straight up.
One of the best, man. All right, so let's go to the last team here because we're sweating buckets. All right.
We're sweating buckets. I want to take my shirt off. It's so hot, man. Hottest day in Vancouver, and we out here podcasting about hockey, puck talking bullshit. Not much bullshit. Hey, but we love our hockey listeners. I guess that's what we have to do once again. If J-Pat gives the network a shout-out, we have to talk about hockey, man. Just for a bit, man. Okay?
No,
that's bullshit. Keep it going.
That's what my favorite thing to talk about, man. Hey, so let's go. Hockey's
like
coming back.
I like bullshit.
I feel like I'm 12 years old again, man. Woo! I got to mature up, though. Come on, I'm having a kid. Like, let's be real. Yes, can't be feeling like I'm 12 years old.
I know.
All right, last series, Pittsburgh-Montreal. Pittsburgh, who starts in net? I do think there's a lot of teams that can ask that question, but I think it matters most in Pittsburgh because when you look at the matchup, Pittsburgh is clearly better than Montreal, but who starts in net? Like, and both these guys are restricted free agents.
I love how it will always be a results-oriented business. I love how loyalty doesn't exist. It doesn't matter, you know? It doesn't matter that Murray got you 2 cups, made you, you know, get rid of Fleury. Yet, you have to still ask yourself this question. And it makes sense. You know, Tyson Jerry, that's how you say his name, right?
Yeah.
Tristan
Jerry, sorry.
Tristan. Did I say Tyson Jerry? When I said
Tyson Yost, you mentioned Tyson Yost.
Damn. I was like, yo, did I say that right? It don't sound right. 2 first names? Anyways, the competition is there. I guess that's a good thing. Right? In these short little battles in this tournament. And we're talking about this, right? Imagine being the back. Like, if you're going into the bubble, risking it all, you don't want to be the backup. You want to play games more than ever, especially if both those goalies feel like they deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and I think Murray's got something to prove. Like, I know it was a 4-game sweep last year. He wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, the Islanders got some leads in those games.
Straight up, man. And
I think Crosby, for that reason they go with Jerry, to be honest, but he has a short leash.
Yeah.
Because he was by far the better goaltender this season.
Wow. Crosby could actually do it too. We brought up the scenario, right? Like, where do we talk about Crosby being on that list if he gets a 4th cup? You know, and that's a question that, you know, we may need an answer to in October. They could do it. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it, especially Malkin and Crosby, barring any sort of goalie controversy, they could still do it.
Yeah, they could, man. And, you know, again, Crosby got 3, but I think of a guy like Messier who, again, I think most people say Crosby's a better player. Messi had a great career, but Crosby's a better player. But you look at cups, what, Messi's got 5-6 cups. Mm-hmm. Crosby's got 3. You want to see Crosby get with the best of all time? He does have to win maybe one or two more.
Yeah, straight up. I think so too.
And I think, okay, so yeah, Pittsburgh, they're going to beat Montreal. I got one question for Montreal. They're kind of the analytic darlings of the season, the Montreal Canadiens. So I wonder if, you know, they were one of the best teams at generating chances, especially when they were healthy. You know, that's about the only thing they got going from them other than a hot Carey Price. But I wonder, you know, Pittsburgh, when you look at the fancy stats, they were about a middle-of-the-road team at 5-on-5, but their offense is so good that they just don't need to take many chances. And they have the lead a lot. So, again, we'll see what Montreal does
no
here.
No chance, bro. You know what? I want Montreal to lose, and I want Minnesota to lose, obviously, because, you know, I want my city watching more hockey. But those two markets, I want them to lose because go get that number one pick, one of you.
Hopefully.
Go get it because y'all need it. Y'all deserve it, too, in my opinion. They deserve it. They have a great market, too, there. And just based on, again, the sympathy towards who left them, sure. Those teams deserve it.
Yeah.
Montreal lose. Forfeit. Obviously not, but hey, go get that number one pick.
Yeah, Montreal. That's what we want to see Montreal do. That'd be awesome for that market. Let's go, man. And seriously, let's go, because I'm sweating buckets, man.
Yep.
Cold shower.
That was fun, though, man. That was fun, dude. 2.5 weeks. 2 weeks and change.
Like I said, two weeks. It's actually less than 2 weeks to the first exhibition game.
Okay, you still think those games count, eh?
Yo, but look at those matches, man.
You're that much in love with the game of hockey. This guy's talking about
exhibition. Yo, we haven't seen hockey. Are you kidding me? We haven't seen hockey in four months.
I'm fucking with you. Yo,
Tuesday, July 28th.
I'm taking the day off.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Toronto, Montreal, and Edmonton, Calgary.
Woo!
I know it's exhibition, but like, yo, rivalry games.
Those games matter, man.
By the NHL.
Those games matter. Those are the biggest exhibition games ever played in NHL history, probably. I don't know.
Yo, they are.
Those are big games.
Of course they are.
Those are tune-up games. Be safe. Be safe. That bubble. Stay in that bubble. You know, I've already heard some rumors in the NBA around leaks in the bubble already.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard. It's not easy.
We do not want a leaky bubble in the NHL.
We don't. Everyone, but you know, we're just selfish watchers.
Works out.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows how it is living that hotel life for months. Stay safe. One love. Thanks. You know, we should be saying that after every podcast. Thank you, NHL. Thank you, players, for risking it all for entertainment, for monetization, and the love of the game. Straight up.
Yeah, and I got to drop the filthy bastards thing because after this whole coronavirus thing, you know, just ending on, I like starting with the silky, ending with the filthy, but yeah. I think filthy bastards.
It's just not good this time, man.
We don't want you to be clean bastards.
Clean bastards.
Exactly. So
straight up.
Keep it with the clean bastards, man. Thanks for listening. 2 weeks away. NHL hockey. Silky and filthy here on the Nux Misconduct Network. I'm Trevor Biggs. He's Kyle Bowen. And we'll catch you clean bastards next time. Thank you.